welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop comedy podcast.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Rike.
And things are still on fire.
Listen, this year has been going on for 10 years. And
honestly,
I'm ready for 2023. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm just ready for February. Maybe that'll bring some better vibes up in here.
Sure.
Yeah, this past week, I can't believe it's only really been like 2 weeks since the beginning of this debacle.
I know. It's actually crazy to me.
Yeah, but we're slowly making it through one day at a time.
Yeah, the 80s way.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I went from having an accident to being exposed to two people with COVID in the same day. So now I'm in isolation from work and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just, it's a good time. It's great.
It's just, it's a great time to do anything these days.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to focus on the good things though, I did get boosted
today.
I got my booster shot. I got Moderna this time, not Pfizer.
No.
Why?
Oh no. Isn't that like more people get more symptoms or like the side effects?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see tomorrow, yeah. But yeah.
We'll see.
Like in general, like, you know, combining vaccines isn't actually a bad thing. It's actually mm-hmm. really good for the immune system because it's like slightly different. So it's something new that your immune system has to figure out, but it's not too different from the first doses.
Yeah.
First two doses. So, I mean, for the effect, it's good. Not sure about the side effect.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. Yeah, yeah. You can just stay home, relax.
Exactly. That's why I did it today.
Mm-hmm. Go soak in your bathtub forever.
Exactly. Oh, yes. 2 days, 48 hours in my own juices.
Ew. Yum. A Rike soup.
Yeah. I mean, bring your own cups. PYOC.
Ew. Okay.
I tried a new nail studio in my new town. So it's like the first one I tried here, but I'm really happy. My nails look great. The person who did it was amazing. Had a really good time. Already booked a new appointment in 4 weeks. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Things are good. How are things with you?
Things are fantastic. Ha, ha,
ha. Wow, I'm glad to hear that.
No, well, I already told you how, like, people have been getting COVID and then I have to switch around schedules and stuff. Well,
yeah,
two people from one of my labs, my psychology labs, quit this week. So I have to figure out 10 weeks of scheduling all over again.
Wow.
And then hire new people and just, you know, deal with that nonsense.
Okay, but wouldn't you like hire people first and then figure out the schedule? Or do you have to have a new schedule by whatever tomorrow?
It's just that the schedule right now, because they're gone now. So we need to figure out the schedule starting from next week.
Okay.
Because they were scheduled for a lot of things. And then we just have to figure that out. And then if there's holes, then we'll patch them up with new people, hopefully.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. But man, I'm still... The concept of people just being able to quit on the spot is just weird to me.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was some kind of like personal, like actual emergency reasons, unfortunately.
Oh, I mean, I don't blame anyone for quitting anything. Yeah. But it's just a weird like system to work in. But... Yeah, it is what it is.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, we're surviving. We're doing our thing.
I mean, I have tested negative for COVID every day since I was double exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I said earlier, double the exposure, double the fun. So, but yeah, so far I'm negative. I have to get in like an official test on Sunday and then I can go back to work on Monday.
Yes. Fingers crossed for that.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad that you are all vaccinated and all ready to fight off the nasty germs that these American kids are bringing to your work. Man.
American. No, just kidding. They're lovely people, but I wish...
Not the brightest. The thing is,
like, we just really do not understand how you're even allowed to fly without a test. Like, why do airlines let people on board a flight with, like, hundreds of people without... current test.
I have no idea. That's, I was like, I told you, I was like, this feels illegal. Like, it should be illegal.
I know, yeah. It should be illegal because both of those people got on a flight without a test. Like, if they had tested before takeoff, they would have both tested positive and would not have been allowed to fly. And, you know, now they not only exposed us, but they exposed, like, everyone, potentially everyone on a plane, everyone in the airports. Not everyone, because, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, you know, people, other people, yeah.
Exactly. It's just so much risk for no reason at all. Like,
exactly.
Just,
and I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that the other way around. Like, if you want to go to the States, you need a test.
Man, America.
I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not America. America can't be like, you're not allowed to leave here without a test like that. I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, Germany.
Both.
What's the
everything.
Dealio?
Someone do something.
Seriously. Someone do something.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Let's hope you stay negative, but also.
I will.
You know.
I'm pretty sure at least I would have at least either shown symptoms or like tested positive because it's been 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
4 days. Yeah.
Yeah. I think hopefully you'll be good. And then we'll all be good. We're going to get through this.
We're all going to be good.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else is good?
These nuts. I'm sorry. That just reminds me of that clip of like BTS where it's where someone asked Jungkook like what's good in Busan and nobody knows the rest, unfortunately, but
it's still a mystery.
Yeah.
But no, I completely forgot to mention it's our 6-year friendiversary soon.
Ooh, wow. 6 years. That's crazy.
Man, so we met in 2016.
Yeah. I was just a wee baby of 30 when we met.
Yeah, so much happened. I feel like just thinking back on like the very first time we talked, it was so much different than now.
Everything was different.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was different. Mm-hmm. My home, my country, my work, my friends. Just kidding.
My life.
Where did my life go? What happened?
No. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even going to school at that time.
Yeah, I remember you were auditioning.
Oh, exposed. Yeah, I used to. Man, that was a rocky time. Very interesting time.
Yeah, but you went for what you wanted. Like, I really admire that. I did then and I still do now. That's a really cool thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one day I'll talk about my auditioning experience because I went to I went to a lot in the States, but I also went to one in Korea. So that was, you know.
I want to hear all about that.
Yep.
Because I think when we met, you were already like on the tail end of that.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I want to hear about the rest or like more about the rest.
Okay, but
and
yes,
it is K-pop related, so we can talk about it on this podcast. But yes, you may go ahead.
Good. Oh yeah. Well, I guess in honor of our friendiversary, we can get into our Korean word of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's friendiversary.
Yes, friend. No, I'm not even gonna.
Friend.
Yeah. Chinguversary, okay?
That's kind of cute. I like that.
All right.
Happy Chinguversary.
Oh, happy Chinguversary. But yes, so the Korean word of this week, it is 기념일. 기념일. And that means anniversary.
I really want to make a joke about how that sounds like the next leader of North Korea.
Oh my God. Almost.
Almost.
But yes, so the example sentence is 우리의 6주년 기념일을 축하하자.
Oh,
so that 축하해. Means let's celebrate our 6th anniversary.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Our chinguversary.
It said I'm not allowed to drink.
It's okay. We can cheers with our hearts.
Okay. Ching. Okay, very nice. All right, since we are still going through it, trademark, we are going to do something short and sweet today. We have for you a little skinny dip, a little mini dive, if you will. But we're going to call it skinny dip and you can stop us. So today, we're finally doing the Eric Nam show. It's what I call his podcast because I can't remember the actual name. But today, we're actually doing it. We're doing the Eric Nam show for real this time.
Yeah, so this is our first solo kind of deep dive, but not really deep. Like you said, it's a skinny dip into the pool of Eric Nam.
Yes. We're barely grazing the water.
Just but putting we're fully your toe. Nude.
What?
Yeah. What? Okay. Oh, yeah. And that's our brand.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm just going to go through, like, we're going to talk about just random facts, basic facts, random facts, and then talk about, of course, this is because of his latest album that came out.
Yes. We'll get to it.
Yes. All right. So, let's get started. Eric Nam, or Eric Nam. So his Korean name is Nam Yoon-do, which I feel like I've never heard that name
that
before.
That is such an interesting name.
Yeah, Yoon-do. So
I feel like Do at the end is so rare.
I know, right? It really is.
If you're Do-jun, that's definitely a thing, but...
Exactly.
But yes. It's nice though. It has a nice ring to it. I like it.
So yeah, Eric Nam. His birthday, of course, you guys are birthday buddies. November 17th.
Yes, birthday buddies.
But he was born in 1988.
Baby.
Yep. And he was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, which I actually didn't know.
I knew that, but only because he talked about it at some point.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I was like, oh, interesting. Yeah. So
I thought it was interesting because like hear like LA, New York, we hear that a lot because both cities have like large Korean communities. But Atlanta, I think it does too, but it's just not, it just wasn't on my radar. So
yeah, definitely.
Like, oh, okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, he has two younger brothers, Eddie and Brian, and Eddie is actually his manager.
Ooh.
Can you imagine your like little brother being your manager?
Honestly, yes. My brother, like, that would be right up his alley. He's such a businessman. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Such a talker. But it would drive me crazy. But, yeah, he would probably do a decent job.
Well, that's
good. He's also not afraid of, like, raising prices and stuff because he's in real estate, right? So, like...
Very business.
I know. He's not a rent, like, a rent shark or whatever you want to call that.
A loan shark.
Yes, I mean, with rent. Like, he's not a terrible landlord or anything, but, you know, sometimes you have to adjust the rent to go with, like, whatever, money stuff, I don't know, but he's like, let's just do it.
Well, maybe Eddie is that way, too. But that's so nice that his family member is just his manager.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, why not?
Exactly. So, yeah, with Eric Nam, I was so surprised looking at like the places he's been because he's so well traveled.
Yeah
Like, first off, he graduated from Boston College and then he studied a year abroad in Beijing, and he was part of the Atlanta Boy Choir, and then he toured Italy to sing in mass at Rome.
That is so cute.
I know.
And was then, it at the Vatican or?
I don't think it was, no. But okay. Yeah. And then he spent time in Latin America and then India too. So it's just like, what were you doing up until you came to Korea? Man.
Seriously. And he was still young when he came to Korea. So it's not like it's been, you know, 20 years of life.
Seriously. But that is... so much, he's like on our level of just traveling everywhere.
Yeah, just like in different directions, which interesting. Very cool.
Yeah. So of course, he kind of going into his career afterwards, he used to sing cover songs on YouTube, and then that's how
Eric Bieber.
I know. I feel like so many people get
nowadays
pulled out from YouTube, basically. But yeah, NBC invited him to compete on Birth of a Great Star 2.
Ugh, Birth.
Yeah, apparently it's similar to X Factor. I do remember him going on this because I feel like back then this show was really popular. And he placed in the top 5, so that's like even better.
Oh, wow.
Good
job.
Good job. And yeah, he just kind of started popping off from there. So of course we most know him for being an MC in the After School Club, which was from 2013 to 2016, an English...
It has been that long?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. So he hasn't been on there for a while, but man, it doesn't really, like, yeah. Because I remember, like, BTS used to go on that and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was always so fun.
It was.
He's such a good MC. He's such a personable person.
Yeah, he is.
He's so likable and so fun and so easy to talk to. I always, like, even now, I still get the feeling, even the young idols, because, you know, in Korea, there's a big hurdle when it comes to age. So I think even the young people are really comfortable about around him.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, can have fun with him and enjoy the interview. So yeah, he does an amazing job.
I think probably being a foreigner, like being from America, probably helps with that. Because if you remember, not to go to a different person, but like Kingdom, when Peniel was like, just say yeah to me, like just speak informally to me, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that.
It's really interesting though, because I did that too when I was living in Japan, because there's a similar like linguistic formal hurdle to jump, and most people were like, oh yeah, cool, like, and you could really tell how it, you know, got rid of the distance between us. But then there were people too who were like, I cannot do that, like, you are A, my superior, and B, older than me, I cannot talk informally to you. So it's just, yeah, it's really interesting, because we don't really, I mean, German has it a little bit, but not to that extent, so it's just, but yeah, like, being a foreigner and being like, yeah, I don't really care because I'm foreign, really is an advantage sometimes.
It is. And then you can just act like everyone's a friend, because...
Exactly. Everyone should be friends.
Yeah. Why can't they be your friend if they're 1 year apart from you?
Even if they're 10 years apart from you, why can't they be my friend?
Exactly.
I have friends who are like significantly younger and significantly older than me, and we're all in this
yep,
you know, it's just
exactly,
yeah.
So yeah, Eric Nam, be our friend anyway.
I mean, yeah, I make him call me Nuna.
No I wouldn't please, no.
Oh god, I just gave myself the creeps, man.
But yeah, so he didn't stay with the After School Club, but of course now he's known as the host of the podcast, The Eric Nam Show.
The Eric Nam Show. Thank you.
Jinx. Or otherwise known as K-pop Daebak Show.
Yeah, I prefer Eric Nam Show.
Yeah. So apparently he was named GQ Korean Man of the Year in 2016.
Ooh.
Which is fancy. And then the next year he was listed on the Forbes 30 Under 30 Asia list, which I guess is a big deal.
Oh wow. Yeah, isn't he like the nation's boyfriend or something?
Why does the nation have so many boyfriends? Nation, do we need to talk a little bit?
Nation, you're a hoe.
You're a hoe. Oh god,
listen, yeah. as we said, was the last week, we all need more boyfriends and husbands, and
we do
need multiples. Okay. And yes, so does the nation. Let's not shame the nation.
Definitely. All the girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yes.
But yeah. So I think we kind of talked about this a little bit too, but he was on We Got Married season 4 with Mamamoo Solar.
Solar.
I actually watched a couple clips of that because they're really, like, they're both really funny people, and like they seem like they have great personalities. So it was fun to watch them just be, hang out, be cool.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, We Got Married, I think, because it somehow never really pushed the romantic agenda to, like, an uncomfortable extent.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to watch those people interact and kind of get to know each other and have fun with each other, mostly as friends.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was a good show.
It was. Oh my god. Who do you want to be on We Got Married if they bring it back?
Oh my god. Wait, which two would I want, or who would I want to be on it with?
Oh, I guess those are two good questions.
Yeah. Okay, who would I... Okay, first, who would I want to be? Who would I want to be? Who would
I feel
I
like
want
that's just to... like, who do you want to marry? Maybe just like, who do you want to see on the show?
Yeah, exactly. Who would I want to see? Oh, God.
I mean, they always have those concepts for the couples, right? Like, they had the hip-hop couple for, like, Crown Jay and Son
I was going to say Crown Jay and Son Young. That was amazing.
That was great.
That was so entertaining. So I kind of want to see someone with Jesse, but Jesse with, like, a younger guy.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is the perfect answer right there.
I know what. Oh, God. Like, Jesse and Soobin would be so funny.
Oh, my God. That would be chaotic.
Yes. I love it. And just wow. TXT constantly crashing the show.
I love
coming
that.
To their house.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's that hilarious so because, yeah. of course, like with Eric Nam and Mamamoo Solar, like she, Mamamoo themselves came on the show a couple times and mm-hmm. they were so ridiculous with him. And he was yes. just like, is this how you guys are? But yeah, I need that kind of interaction. Yeah. That would be great.
Oh, I would love that.
God, bring it. We Got Married back just for Jessie. Please.
Yes, please. God. Just make her like a season, like a regular. She comes back every season with oh my another. God. I mean, basically, that's just her show, though. That's just a shorter view.
I know, right?
With a slightly different setting. God, exactly. She's amazing.
She is.
Jessie, also call us.
I know, right?
We can also be Chingus and have a Chinguversary.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Man.
Another just random fact I wanted
Wait,
to...
Wait, who would you want to be oh. on there? Now, who would you want to see on there? Why do I keep saying be? Who do you want to be,
I wanna
really?
Be.
Who do you want to be when you grow up?
I mean, I feel like you already... You saying Jessie, you just met maybe go yes. Like 100% yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I kind of want SF9's Taeyong on there. Just, you know, to see him
okay,
give
but
out
then,
the dad
then I'm
vibes.
Going.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you
going,
can go.
I volunteer.
No, but he seems like he looks like a dad in the best way.
Yeah.
Why did I say dad? Yeah. He looks like a husband, I mean.
I was kind of, because my mind immediately went to like dad bod and I was like, no.
No.
But I get it, but no. He does seem like, yeah, he does seem very husbandy.
Yeah. He's husband material.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Anyway.
I concur.
But yeah. Eric Nam. Right.
Eric Nam.
Right. Our first
Welcome
Chingu.
Back.
Yes. So apparently he's allergic to apples. He would not last a minute with Chongo.
Oh, God.
Of course. Gotta bring it back to ATs.
I was gonna say, but maybe Chongo can protect him from the apples by splitting them.
True.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
He's splitting
I mean,
the apples because
honestly,
of Eric.
As long as he doesn't just like lick Chongo's palms, it should be fine, right?
Yeah. Or like shake his hand. Oh.
Oh, but that's a good question. Is it like an ingestion issue or True. Is it just like any kind of touch?
Let us know, Eric.
Yeah, let us know. We're really interested in your apple allergies.
I know, right?
Just normal things.
Yeah, just normal.
Normal people do.
Exactly. We're not interested in your work or your life. We just want to know about your allergies.
Exactly.
But yeah, those are kind of the list of facts I had. And then I have another comment because I don't know if you've ever thought of this, but I honestly always thought him and Park Hyun-sik, the one who played the prince in Parang, mm-hmm. they kind of look alike to me.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it, but they're just, like, to me, such separate entities.
Yeah, exactly.
That, like, they've never overlapped for me, like, looks-wise. Mm-hmm. I kind of see, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like
But at the same time, I'm like,
parts.
Yeah, like, certain facial structural thingies that are there, yeah. but I don't know. I'm also just such a simp for Park Hyun-sik. So
yeah, exactly. Oh, you're not a simp for Eric Nam?
No, I am. I definitely am. That's the thing, though. Like, Eric Nam, he was always kind of there ever since he debuted, but I never...
He was just there.
He was just there, but I never paid that much attention yeah. to him until, like, fairly recently.
Yeah.
But I always liked him. It just wasn't like, you know, simp level.
Oh.
Then again, to be fair, I don't really simp for Park Hyun-sik that much either.
Yeah.
It's very intermittent.
Agreed.
Yeah. And, you know, it started with Zia. Then we had Harang. Then we had Strong Girl. What's her face?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bong-sung?
To Bong-sung.
So, yeah. Anyway, Eric Nam.
Yeah. Shall we get into his newest album then that came out on the 7th?
Yes, There and Back Again.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I need to ask, who hurt you, Eric Nam?
I know.
Who hurt you? Oh. And where can we find that bitch?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would, I know it's only been 2 weeks, but I would say breakup album of the year. Sure.
Honestly, yeah. Of course, this is a full English album, which mm-hmm. I found interesting. And apparently he had another full English album before,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
Which I needed to listen to. But
yeah, I love having, like, a K-pop album entirely in English and being able to talk about it on our K-pop podcast.
Yeah.
It's just globalization. I love it, man.
Exactly. It's awesome. Everything's connected.
Yes.
Yeah. So we actually listened to two of the songs, right? Because the music videos mm-hmm. came out beforehand. So we talked about yeah. that during one of our normal dives.
Yes.
But yeah, do you have a favorite?
It's difficult. First of all, this entire album is just great timing for me personally. So I'm like, I'm just very attacked by everything.
Yeah.
But I think I am very partial to Admit and Lost on Me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
For me, it's actually Any Other Way, which is so great and catchy. And I think it's better without the music video.
I mean,
you know,
how dare you? The horse is crying somewhere.
Oh. No, but
was it that one? I don't know. But
yeah. I don't know. It's either the horse one or the one where you're in the Ferris wheel.
With oh, God. Them. Oh, Lord.
Either way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like his voice is amazing and it sounds like so cool and like
yeah
so mysterious or whatever, but I don't know if it's because of like the comedy things he does or just because he's a like really personable MC and stuff, but mm-hmm. I cannot take him seriously when he has that like cool singer persona going on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd much rather just listen to his songs. No yeah. offense.
It has a different impact for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, so I like. Yeah,
Any Other Way. I think Any Other Way is really. It's just like the sound is so interesting. And I really like the tempo. I think I said that when we first talked about it too. It's like the pace is really cool.
Yeah. And then also, I liked Wildfire too. It's like.
That
so
one. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like the way it interrupts itself so much is just. It's just so ear-catching.
I know. It is.
I don't know how else to yeah. say it. Just like, I feel like that's a song that you cannot just listen to in the background because it will just kind of like snap you out of it every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I like it too. And I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The and lyrics it kind are of, great.
Of course. And it kind of, for some reason, as I was listening to it, I was like, what does this remind me of? I feel like it kind of, maybe this entire album, but this one in particular, Wildfire, kind of reminds me of like John Legend songs.
Oh.
A little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But I really love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I honestly, overall, I really like the album. It's so so good to listen to, first of all, just listen to, but also just like you can really appreciate every song, but they all fit together really well.
Yeah.
You can really tell that there's, I mean, of course, there's a theme when it comes to the songwriting, but there's also, I feel like, a melodic theme, like a musical theme.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is pretty cool.
A theme. Yeah.
It just kind of sounds like actual thought went into the making of this album, and it's really fascinating.
No, are you it's just throwing actually, shade?
No. No, I'm not. It's just, yeah. I think, I mean, the sound itself is kind of, to me, more like American pop than K-pop. But in the best way, it really, I think what I think is so interesting about his music too is that, you know, like there's a clear divide between his American, like English music and his Korean music.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of it is also in like the themes or the things he sings about, which amuses me. There's like very happy versus just like constant breakups.
Maybe that's why he's the nation's boyfriend. He just is going through all the breakups all the time.
Oh, yeah. He just dumps us over and over again. It's okay. Well, someday we'll move on from him. But today is not the day.
But yeah, I will probably go back and listen to his other English album because I, like I said, never really followed him. You never really followed him either. So I'm open to listening to more of his English songs.
Yeah, definitely. And he does have an amazing voice and a very versatile voice.
Yeah.
So
great, beautiful.
Great start to the year. Great musical start to the year. Thank you, Arignam.
Thank you. Come back to us because isn't he like not doing his show anymore, his K-pop debut show?
Oh, he isn't? I didn't hear that. I thought it was just on break or something.
Yeah, I think he's on break. I didn't exactly see, but yeah, he's not like actively having episodes right now.
Yeah.
Come back.
Well, we can listen to old ones.
Yeah. Anyway.
But also come back, yes.
Shall we get into our song recommendation?
Yeah.
Of the week?
Yes. So for me, I thought I knew which song you were gonna pick, and you did, which made me happy when I saw it earlier. But because I know you like all of the artists involved a lot, yeah. So that was really nice. We just, you know, Chinguversary, we're just so connected.
So connected. We are just super like connected. There is a spiritual umbilical cord just attached.
Yes, that's impossible to cut. Even with like the golden scissors from Hercules, you couldn't.
Oh yeah.
There weren't golden. It was the thread that was gold, not the scissors.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's our umbilical cord. Umbilical cord.
Ew.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
Ew. Bring it back.
Anyway, Eric Nam.
Yeah.
I chose, not for personal reasons, but I chose to stick to the theme. And the theme is English, and the theme is breakup. So I picked I Don't Miss You.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, no, not aw. It's really, it's, first
I
of
know,
all.
I know. I meant aw, like, aw.
Aw. Aw, like, aw. But yeah, I think it's a really good song. Again, another English song. The lyrics are just kind of, you know, get away from me-ish. It's like, you know, it's more about how it's very difficult or like impossible for lovers to be friends after a breakup. So the lyrics, I wouldn't say they amused me, but it's just like, I said we'd be friends. Why did you think I was honest? Like, why did you think I was serious? You're so weird for thinking that we could be friends. I'm like, okay.
My God, who hurt you?
Exactly. Who hurt Eric Nam? We need to know.
Seriously.
But yeah, amazing song. I definitely recommend it if you don't know.
If you don't know it. Now, you know.
If you don't know now, you know. And, if, you know, Eric Nam doesn't miss you.
Oh, whoever you are out there.
Whoever you are. Yeah, he's done with you. Mm-hmm. Move on. So obsessed with him.
Seriously, stop trying to be his Chingu.
We are his Chingus now. He doesn't need you anymore.
No. Speaking of Eric Nam's Chingus, though, So the song I chose, because this is the only song I could ever choose.
Yes.
It's also an English song, so it's a collaboration with Gallant Tableau from Epic High and Eric Nam.
Yes.
And it's called Cave Me In. Cave me in, kinky.
It's interesting.
Yeah, man, this, I loved this since the moment it came out, but to be fair, I was kind of going through my Gallant phase back then. Along with,
I was,
you know,
gonna say, yeah
BTS's Taeyong, I was also going through that phase.
Yeah,
but yeah, they filmed this music video back in Hong Kong because they were all there for Mama for 2016. Mm-hmm. Remember when Gallant performed at Mama?
I did.
Oh,
he did. I do remember that. That was
something.
I mean,
else.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's just like sprinkle in the, you know.
Yeah, the non-Asian.
Anyway. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, this is, of course, all English. And I had to choose this just because I feel like this is the first song that I really listened to Eric Nam's voice in. And it's so good. It's so nice.
Yeah. I mean, the song itself is like very sultry and very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Sexy.
But yeah, sexy.
Yeah, definitely. And all of their voices were great. And it's just, I love it. This is just my type of song. So
it really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I still listen to it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good choice. I like it too. But obviously, I couldn't choose it.
Yeah, because I stole it from you.
No, because I'm salty and I needed a different note.
Yeah.
Because someone hurt me, like whoever hurt Eric Nam.
I know, right? Oh, it's okay. You guys will get through this. Eric, you'll get through this.
I was going to say, I have like the perfect breakup album now, so bring it.
Bring it. Life.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, Eric Nam, for giving us. I mean, music. It's also, we're breaking up with 2021. So I think that's also a good fitting way to
definitely
start this week and this year.
2021, we just like to say, You're completely lost on us. We don't know you anymore. We would have preferred you any other way. There was actual wildfire. What if you had never happened? I will admit I don't miss you. And yeah, one-way lover, whatever.
Wow, so fitting. I didn't even realize. Yeah, that's perfect. All right.
Bye, 2021. Mm-hmm. Hello, stop. 2022.
Yeah, stop trying to poison 2022. We're trying to have a good time over here.
Yeah, we need like an aura cleanse or something around here.
Right? Get a shaman and get us cleansed.
Yes, we will get on that. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Azu Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!